What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. In this episode, I'll discuss how I would treat Wernicke's encephalopathy if I were completely out of IV thiamine. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode384. Wernicke's encephalopathy is an acute disorder that has significant mortality and neurologic morbidity associated with it. For a detailed episode of how to treat and prevent Wernicke's, go to pharmacyjoe.com/episode292. At the time of this recording, there's an ongoing shortage of IV thiamine products in the U.S. Of the two manufacturers of IV thiamine, Fresenius Kabi has product on back order due to a manufacturing delay, and Mylan is presumably on back order due to increased demand. Alternative products that contain thiamine and additional vitamins may be available, such as injectable vitamin B complex that contains 100 mg per ml of thiamine in addition to other B vitamins. Previous to the shortage, IV thiamine has been liberally recommended for the prophylaxis of Wernicke's encephalopathy at a dose of 250 milligrams per day, while the treatment dose has been recommended to be as much as 1,500 milligrams of IV thiamine daily. These high doses were recommended under the premise that IV thiamine is a cheap, safe, and widely available product. In the time of shortage, I would favor conserving IV thiamine for those patients most likely to have Wernicke's and obtaining alternative sources of IV thiamine whenever possible, such as the injectable B complex. However, it's likely that clinicians may be faced with the dilemma of having a patient with suspected Wernicke's encephalopathy and no IV thiamine products available to provide treatment. In this scenario, the only alternative source of thiamine would be enteral thiamine tablets. I've always been under the impression that oral thiamine is poorly bioavailable with a saturable active absorption process. However, a study published in 2012 in BMC Clinical Pharmacology challenges that concept and seems to show that at very high doses, there must be some form of passive, non-saturable absorption of thiamine. Healthy subjects were given oral thiamine at doses of 100, 500, and 1500 milligrams. The 500 milligram dose achieved plasma thiamine levels approximately equivalent to those achieved by 1 to 200 milligram IV doses. The peak concentration for the oral 500 milligram dose of IV thiamine occurred at 3 hours. The 1500 milligram dose achieved plasma levels 3.5 times higher than that of the 500 milligram dose. The peak concentration for the oral 1500 milligram dose of thiamine occurred at 4 hours. The results of the study suggest that there is both an active and passive mechanism of thiamine absorption. In the study, high blood levels comparable with some doses of IV thiamine were achieved rapidly in 4 hours or less. It should be noted the study was performed in healthy patients, not critically ill patients with suspected Wernicke's. However, this study appears to be the only information available on the pharmacokinetics of high doses of oral thiamine. If I were faced with a situation of treating Wernicke's without any IV thiamine whatsoever, I would use the evidence in this study to guide my thiamine dose decision making. I've updated my free visual critical care antibiotic guide for 2019. To download this guide and easily remember the spectrum of activity, go to pharmacyjoe.com/ABX. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.